Okay, well, it looks like Michelle, Bill Visser, please here. Well, Michelle worships herself here. I mean, you can't explain scripture to her because, hey, you've memorized scripture, and she knows that she can't repeat scripture, because she's not memorized it, and she can't rely on Yahweh to essentially give her the correct, scriptures here. I mean, heck, she might have done better if she had had one of the 5,000, demons that possessed Gadarenian swine here. You know what I mean? If she could just have, maybe one or two demons that knew scripture, it'd be so useful. But, in any case, it looks like the Pisser Possum is on here, and I'm going to go ahead and let the Pisser Possum back on here. All right. Well, Visser, you're back on.
That was comedy gold, man. I had no idea why she'd run from me. Don't run from me, Michelle. I try to tell you, don't run from me, but hey, typical papist, man. You know, the Pope came out about 5 years ago and said the Bible's not to be taken literal and it's just a myth, and it looks like old Michelle believes every word that man says about her.
Michelle has her own problems here. In any case,
I love it. I think it's funny.
Well, I thought it was amusing too.
If anybody spoke to her, they used a sock puppet and spoke to her in that regard. And she goes off putting YouTube videos up talking about how I'm stalking and harassing her. I don't even know who she was until about 3 days ago when someone brought it to my attention. So it's entertaining to me.
Well, I assume her name is Michelle, and she lives in California.
Mexifornia, let's be right.
Mexifornia. In any case, here.
I was born and raised in L.A. I could tell you all about Los Angeles.
I have been to California a number of times. Pretty well, I took the truck routes here. So I've been to Mexifornia. I used to piss them off by saying, give it a dozen years and this place would be worse than New Jersey. In case, for what Garrett is, it is worse even than New Jersey. At least in New Jersey, they knew that they were screwed up and they didn't have, I don't think they, supposedly they have a waste scale or two in New Jersey, but they're never opened. I think I once went around to a scale in New Jersey, but when I got there, they just sort of waved me around. It wasn't much of a scale. It was in Marra or whatever, New Jersey. Well, California. They're real bastards about it. Any case,
they got to keep all the excrement from running over, pulling the red cords. You know what I'm saying?
Pulling the red cords?
Because they'll pull your red cord. They'll pull your red cord and leave you sitting right there and then pull everything out of your leg while you're sitting there like a dumbass. So
okay.
A lot of scales closed down because of it, but...
Alright!
I think you handled that pretty good myself, or to be expected, I should say.
Well, okay. You didn't really like me... Did you really like me explaining about your racial ancestry and the rest here?
After all, it's only in the Bible Christ says, I'm come only for the lost sheep of the house, meaning race of Israel, and instructed his disciples to do the same, but leave it to someone like Michelle to come along and just make up her own religion as she goes. I think it's entertaining how people can sit there and say, I'm Christian, I don't need the Bible. Okay,
well, Michelle ain't really a Christian. She's not really a Catholic here. She's a... Well, it's sort of like talking to a younger Mona Montgomery. Mona was on a couple shows ago. I guess she's sort of forgiven me. She still thinks Edgar Steele did it, of course, here. She's a younger Mona Montgomery. I was explaining to her it'd just be so much easier rather than, and this is... you gotta admit, I mean, the Reverend Mongoloid Hardy, or Hardy Mongoloid, I forget what his name, what it was here. He's the one who shot this 41-year-old cougar in the face here, and killed her dead, and, essentially, I think he's probably out of prison by now, possibly keeping a lower profile than what he did. But he went ahead and said that he doesn't believe in any gods, not even the Creator God. He doesn't believe in Woden no more. He believes that rather than waste money and time, that you ought to just simply, you know, just cut out the sky pilot and just worship yourself. Just have done with it. And, you know, Michelle,
that's what most of them do.
Well, that's pretty well what I wrote back in 1996. I wrote an article called Cult of the Me God. And solipsism, I used to explain it to these dothead psychiatrists what solipsism was. They didn't seem to know. Of course, I also explained to them what I said, that most of your customers here, your clientele here at the Nut House, are suffering from Peter Duncan. And they said, "Who's Peter Duncan?" I said, "It's not a who, it's a what. You're all suffering from Peter Duncan. You know, that's why you got schizophrenia. You got all this Peter Duncan going on to where you're all screwed up in the head." So, in case, I was explaining to them what solipsism was. And Michelle is a solipsist. She does not believe in actually studying any scriptures. It's, in many cases, a waste of time to tell her what the actual Bible says. As she calls it, the Jewish Testament. It's a waste of time to, well, you heard her. Essentially, she understands that, you know, I mean, you have some knowledge of Scripture, and I do as well. And so when you go ahead and point out to her what Christ actually said, that he was only sent to a lot of sheep of the house of Israel, I would go ahead and go on to point out that, oh, you know, about the story, you know, sort of like Rebecca Mace over on Eli James's here. I went ahead and found out that, you know, went ahead and found out her real name and her daughter. And essentially, she was pretty well, at least, better than half, you know, red nigger herself here. Her daughter was even darker. I went ahead and found her name, and I pretty well posted a link to it. She got it, and she freaked out. And she started repeating what I had said. So old Eli, you know, went ahead and muted her. And she came back as victim of Satan. And she went ahead, she whined, and she said, "Well, maybe Christian identity isn't for me anyway." And rather than say, "Well, no, you're not. I mean, if these pictures of you are correct here, no, you're not allowed into the lost house of sheep of Israel." Eli James didn't do it. He says, "I'm working on a sermon called Crumbs." The same, you know, and then, oh, about, you know, the next show I did a show is that, well, the word Lord comes from the Old English halafdig, which meant the loaf giver, and that's what lady did, you know, lady meant. It was a feminine version of loaf giver. And look, Eli James, yes, you're a Jew boy, but you're no Jesus Christ. You don't have any authority to give either a portion of the loaf or crumbs to, you know, this non-white woman. And in any case, have my fun with Eli James here. In any case, so I was then going to go ahead and point out where Christ said that I've come not to bring peace but a sword. I will put father against son and daughter against mother, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. So essentially, I think Michelle realized is that if she's going to have a scripture quoting contest with me, she was going to lose. And Yahweh was not kind to her. Yahweh didn't pop into her head and give her some counter scripture. She probably says that the, you know, the demons know Christ and they know scripture. Why, hey, she could have probably used some of them.
Yeah, that would have been a great comeback on her end. Michelle, what knowing scripture gives you? It's a sword. It gives you ability to defend yourself. Exactly. She could have said that. Devils believe in trouble, too. She missed every mark. That's why I think she's afraid to call into Obi and Visser.
Well, maybe she will call tomorrow. Who knows here? That's what I was trying to explain, is that Christian Day believes that Catholicism, and Mark Clowney is correct in that, I didn't listen last Friday to where here's old Wirebell Mumps Nut to Clueless here, this is about a month or so ago. He gets on, he's trying to suck up to Mark Downey and about how Eli James is a troublemaker. You know, he's essentially bringing in Mamsers here. And Mark Downey is not having any of old Wirebell Mumps Nuts. He goes ahead and tells him, I'm going to moderate you. I'm going to go ahead and moderate you. He goes ahead and accuses old Wirebell of threatening to sue him. And he goes ahead and quotes it here. So old Mark Downey, I remember when the old Wirebell came down here, I ordained him. And at the very end, you know, he wanted to leave early. So I went ahead with this PowerPoint diploma that I'd gone ahead and worked at and created for him. It had taken me about 2 or 3 hours to figure it out. And here I did. I gave it to him. I went ahead and said, why don't you go ahead and send it, you know, CI chaplain here to Chris that day that I've been ordained by Mark Lindstedt. And he didn't want to do it, but he did it anyway. And old Mark, you know, Downey threw a fit here. Well, what he did is he typed up his username, which could be seen, but he typed in his password and the idiot, you know, left the remember me, Mark on. And for about what? Over the next 2.5 months, I was reading Liar Bill's private messages. I was reading old Bump's Nuts' private messages. I was reading, he was a moderator for a short time. I was reading the moderator section, and I was reading the sustaining member section. And what I'd do is I'd go ahead and tuck in with Toshiba number one to see if he was in, because I didn't want him to see that, you know, somebody was in there when he wasn't on there. So I tucked in behind him. But what he did is that, around Christmas, he got all mad at Meerkat Mark Downey, bitching about the Roman Catholic Church, and said that this or that Lindstedt is even worse here, he's nearly as bad as that this or Ludi Lindstedt. So he tried to go ahead and get Meerkat Mark and Clunt Downey banned on Stormfront. So he went bitching to Lycia. Lycia went bitching up to Jack Boot. Jack Boot went bitching up to Don Black. Don Black said, Debbie Downey has been a comrade for over 30 years here. Essentially, whatever Debbie wants, Debbie gets. So it went down from Don Black to Jack Poot to Lycia, and essentially old Wirebell just had a shit fit. So on the 1st of January, 2011, he wouldn't show up for 2 weeks. And what happens is I couldn't tuck in. And I guess after 2 weeks, you lose the password. So I lost the password sometime in January when he was just mad as hell. He wouldn't show up for a long time here. So essentially, I lost the password on Toshiba number two. But heck, for 2.5 months, I was reading his private. I mean, he's an idiot. He was looking to ban Mordiver, another heifer called Lisa Lee. I mean, he's just a petty-minded little, tard here who was essentially, being buddy-buddy to people at the front, and he was just backstabbing him like crazy, in his private messages here. So, in any case, I was worried that Liar Bill had gone ahead and planted a bug or something in my house here, because he'd said that he was in Air Force security until he got caught stealing and he got kicked out of the Air Force or something like that, and I thought he might very well be a Zogbot. But, looking at that character, he's so retarded, essentially. I was reading his private messages, and they were boring. By the way, I had saved a bunch of them, and I was reading, the moderator's subforum, that's even more boring. And the sustaining members, that's even more boring than, it's just pretty boring crap over at Stormfront. So, essentially what happens is that Mark Downey gets to do whatever the hell he wants to do. And Think has done the same thing. Think has pretty well let Mark Downey and Debbie Downey moderate the crap out of it. I think you were saying that Meerkat Mark was moderating or censoring you, right?
Yeah, you should go over there right now. There's a threat of Bill Fink attempting to attack me. It's quite entertaining. Cause
oh, really?
We did Friday. Yeah, I'm surprised you don't have it up on your forum yet.
Oh?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty entertaining. Well, it's the same exact scenario, though. Mark Downey starts blocking all the dual feed liners out of there like he did at Stormfront. And now I'm the enemy. So that's fine. I didn't want
to... Was that at Open House or... That's not on Christian Identity Directions. Is that on Open House, or where is that at?
Should be called Open Letter to the Guy Down the Hall. If you click on View Recent Posts, it'd probably be there in the first three or four.
Well, I've been pretty well blocked since October of 2010 here. Let me see. Forum Directions? Would it be under Forum Directions, or what?
No, actually, are you on their forum right now?
Yeah, I got it here. I got it right now here. It's just that, pretty well me and John Britton were banned. Pretty well I found out that Fink had been lying to me and John Britton on October 13th, 2010, and me and him got banned, 2 days later after I started a thread called I Got Fucked at Finkelschini's.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm posting a link in the chat room for you, so you can go ahead and load this one up. This one's real rich. You'll notice Mark Downey hops on it. After 10 years, he hops on it, coming to get some of his comeuppance. How dare I tell him, Debbie Downey, that being remarried while her husband still lives is considered adultery in the Word of God. Don't let Michelle hear that either, But it's only scriptural.
Okay, here, where you pay, I need to go ahead and put it up here. I'll go ahead and put it up here.
I really appreciate the part how he goes into talking about how Alexa Jews rank them so much higher than everybody else, Well, apparently what happened, Marty, is when we broadcasted Friday, and I sure didn't want to broadcast Friday, as I aforementioned, Bill was having a show, unbeknownst to me. And so
he hasn't.
To Logan down the hall having four listeners, and he took that to mean like I was talking about him.
Why do you talk about me? We actually had five, sometimes six, listeners here, but Papa Cat and Frank and Wigger, Papa Cat was there. I think Frank and Wigger never left, but Papa Cat went ahead and left. I didn't blame him because as I looked at here, everybody wants to go ahead and see the train wreck. So, pretty well, I didn't blame. I did log on using Toshiba number 2. I had to use a Tor browser and, pretty well Toshiba number 1, Toshiba number 2, they overheat real easy. And pretty well I was pretty well spying on you guys for about 15 minutes for Toshiba number 2 overheated, and this was when Logan was reading pretty well he faced up the Book of Jasher, so I was sort of looking in, but I wasn't going to go ahead and call. So anyway, you can Logan's wanting to take a vacation and visit Gary, and pretty well, tomorrow night he's not going to have a show, so you guys can probably go ahead and put it on Wednesday. Pretty well, Finkelschini has his show at 7 o'clock, and he has it on Fridays and Saturdays. So he pretty well, he sort of thought you were talking about, him, huh?
he really didn't like the fact that in this last Saxon Messenger newsletter, he published an article from Mark Downey talking about how the devil's not literal, a dual feed line Christian identity's wrong, but he's not responsible for that. So,
well,
I digress and definitely disagree with Mr. Fink on that. If you're going to be publishing it in your newsletter and you're going to be saying that the devil, isn't literal, which is what Judaism teaches, I think you're responsible for it. I'm responsible for everything Obadiah says on the show. In fact, he even went as far as saying he didn't want to bring it up on tomorrow's show. But you know what? I am. Because for somebody who thinks it's important to spend an hour talking about Mumps Nuts the Clue, and then turn around and say it's not important when I'm being attacked by my Christian name, by another pastor, for something you just admitted you knew was about you? No, we'll bring it up. We'll talk about it.
You're going to be talking about what's going on with... I mean, this occurred, what, January? Old Carolyn Yenta. She had old Wiggersquill, and she invited old Finkelschitty on, and old Finkelschitty was going on, I was sort of, well, what the hell is he talking about? And pretty well, he was talking about a new direction he was doing here. So then old Will Williams calls on, and he says, well, that Christian identity, ain't that where, you believe that sex had, or Satan had sex with Eve, and she gave birth to Cain, the first Jew. He said, oh, that's an allegory of a race-mixing event, apropos of nothing. But he already been talking about a new direction before. And then, about 9 minutes later, don't you believe like that Martin Lindstedt does that Satan had sex, Satan had sex with Eve and she gave birth to, Cain the first Jew, and, Carolyn Yenta, oh, that's hitting below the belt. And Finkelschitty, well, Martin Luther is a clown! And, every time he gets caught, essentially he just goes ahead and calls everybody a clown or whatever here. Fink isn't able to defend whatever the hell he says here. But anyway, he said it yet again. It was an allegory of a race-mixing event. And then, here's old John Friend. And John Friend, June 3rd, he goes ahead, he's telling people that, oh, by the way, he has a gook daughter because Carolyn Yeager Yenta let that out here because people were bitching, well, how come you don't give Tan Stoffel here? He's a Guido who's married to a Jewess. He has two Jew, part Jew moms or kids. Why don't you give him a break? And essentially, he went ahead and admitted he had a gook daughter. Well, here is old John King. He's a creatard. He's somewhat of an abrasive asshole. He said, "You are claiming that you worship Hitler here, and all the time you have yellow fever." And John Fred just clicks up, just goes ahead and hangs up on him. So he had Skip Baker, and I don't know if Skip Baker knows about the Gook daughter or not, but pretty well, he's going in with Fink and. Same time, trying to go in with Eli James. So, I don't know. I don't know how long Emmaheiser is going to last here. Because what Fink does is that he uses people. He went ahead and he wasn't ready to ditch me and John Britton in March of 2010. So, he sat on Matt Twatzogbot. And essentially, Matt Twatzogbot goes ahead and whines, oh, Marty, you win, you're an asshole. He goes ahead and goes on. But anyway, by October, he's essentially, him and Eli James are doing fine. But, pretty well I found out that Fink had been lying to me all along about the forum. And I found out about by registering a sock puppet over at the Neo Show, library. And called John Britton up. So pretty well, me and Fink blew off. And then Fink goes ahead, he puts in, well, I'll see who's your Facebook friend here. I'm not your Facebook friend here. And then I thought, well, who the hell is Fink's Facebook friend? I thought, Eli James is. Sword Mamzer is. I didn't know Sword Mamzer's name just yet here. So I went ahead and looked up his sister, Bridget Thor Thompson. And shoot, she, Fink has a big old nigger Jew nose, but she has a big old nose sort of like that Sarah, what the hell her name that used to play Sex in the City? Sarah Parker or something like that. And old Bridget Thor Thompson. She has a big old wiener nose too here. It ain't big huge like nigger nose like Fink does, but she has a big old huge nose. But I was looking and essentially goes ahead and here's a little Mamzer who lives around Cleveland and he loves jujitsu and all this sort of thing. I found out Brian Rio. So what I decided to do is I decided to go ahead and cause some trouble by saying it was a TeamSpeak spy who had gone ahead and, you know, faked him out. And, oh, that caused a lot of controversy. But it was actually Frank's silliness that, you know, pretty well got me to thinking on how to find out, you know, who. And then Eli James didn't have a page here. I was a little bit disappointed, Facebook page. But I found Brian Rio.
But how can that be, Marty? Because Frank's number one, don't you know? He gets more visits per day on the Christogenia webpage than all of CI combined.
Well, he says that he was on 1&1.com, and I don't know what the heck it is here, but he got kicked off of 1&1.com, and what happens is I got on 1&1.com the first time Brian Rio kicked me off of Hostmonster, and I went over 1&1.com, and with his DMCA complaints and all this sort of thing. And essentially, Fink said, oh yeah, 1&1.com, it allows anything, so I went over there, I'd already bought 6 months around Brian Rio, and I think Mike Delaney got me, PastorLinson.org kicked off of Hostmonster. They got all mad because I reprinted this Kurt Maynard article about Mike the Kike Delaney and his Jew friend Kaplan or something like that. We had a big old fight in early April of 2010 after I got, back from Jefferson City. And, pretty well, go to 1&1.com. Well, anyway, I go ahead and transfer the forum, and Brian Rio, goes ahead and makes a DMCA complaint about it. Anyway, Fink's been kicked off 1&1.com, and he was bitching. He was bitching last month. He got kicked off of HostGator. So essentially what Fink is doing is that he's being kicked off a bunch of servers just by people going ahead making a terms of service complaint here. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Eli James who's doing it, or maybe it's even Brian Rio. You can't trust anybody, But I sort of found it hilarious here. Brian Rio, he's been writing letters to my hosting here. If you don't kick him off by March 30th, I'm going to go ahead and sue you for libel. And essentially, my internet service provider says, hey, I know dang well he can't sue me for libel. You know what I mean? DMCA, DMCA version something said I'm held harmless here. And essentially, I don't post any more Brian Rio pics, at least not directly. And, so I've been pretty well, he bitches, he complains, but, hey, I mean, all this stuff here is all these characters are backbiting one another. And I wouldn't be surprised. I think Emma Heiser is just holding on, essentially probably Meerkat Mark is saying, kick Emma Heiser off. For what he wrote about me 10 years ago. But
yeah, what he wrote truthfully about Mark Downey, 5 parts.
Well,
exactly.
You
so much for being Fink's mentor, huh?
You used to have this thing about how old Clint Downey said old Meerkat Mark was beating her up here and she wanted to get close to you or something, right?
That was so long ago, it's almost hard for me to remember. But yeah, that's kind of what went down. I got an email out of the blue years later. This is something I haven't even talked or mentioned about Mark Downey in 7 years. All of a sudden, he comes up with all of this, like he laid in wait. He's going to get Pastor Visser, keep me from posting on Fink's forum, which is fine by me. There's no slander on my forums. We don't allow it. In fact, when people come and attack you, or they attack Bill, or they attack Eli, we erase it every single time because we won't allow it. I don't want to be on a forum where all they do is attack other people. But yeah, Debbie Downey emailed me one time and said something about Mark had threatened to murder her cats. whatever that meant, that Mark was, she needed a place to stay or whatever. And at the time,
I think that was what, the reason it's gone here is that it was, I think it was Michael Burks who put that up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Burks put it up on his little blog spot, and then Michael Burks, you know, I mean, you go ahead and look at Michael Burks, and this is not somebody you want to breed anything with here. I mean, he looked like a little miniature, you know, Neanderthal is what he looked like. You know what I mean? And
they pretty much left white nationalism for some dark meat. I mean, to give you the inside scoop on that, that's what happened to Burks. It had nothing to do with Bill White going to jail. He was already on the way out. So was Phil, so was Von Bluvens. So if you remember, Michael Burks started dating some Hispanic chick, and then all of a sudden white nationalism was the enemy, so he started attacking people.
Okay. Anyway, he, you know, I think that was his forum here. I still got the download about Knight's Party Snake Oil here. You're making fun of old Clinton. Now, what was hilarious here is that, what Meerkat Mark has done the entire time is that he has run, he has, well, I remember way back in 2000, he wasn't a minister, he was just a graphics art, so-called KKK member. And, you know, essentially he had this bitch named Maggie, from around Tupelo, Mississippi, and she got me kicked off of the Granby, off my Granby, the Granby Telephone Company ISP here. So I had to go over to leave a computer over at, Roxy's, Anglo Mestizo niece here. See, your sister married a blue-eyed Anglo Mestizo, you know, and essentially he didn't really look like an Indian, but, you know, essentially all their children except for one of them had, you know, one of them had, you know, blue eyes, but he only had one eye here. He was sort of doofus looking here. You know, the rest of them, you know, one of the boys looked, he was big fat like an Indian. And essentially, you know, the Indian, you know, really, you know, kicked out. But I'd go over there. I have a CD cutter. I go ahead and download, I go ahead and load up, and I was trying to get Willie Martin to, you know, I mean, he pretty well kicked me off here, said I accidentally self-unsubscribed myself here because I didn't like, this little one-seed liner named Andy Anderson. And Andy Anderson and Clint Downey and Maggie, they took over. They took over, this Church of True Israel's web, you know, this guy who paid $100 for this. This was in May of 2000, and pretty well, you know, kicked me out. And then they kicked out the actual owner. But what he did is that this was way back when they paid $100 a year for for this email, you know, server. This was before e-groups came along, and. Oh, heck, he kicked him out, you know, kicked him out, or maybe e-groups was around, but essentially, the thing came, you know, at an end in June, so they went ahead and lured him back, said, okay, please pay $100 and we'll let you back on, the actual owner. And what happens is that he got back on and he banned Andy, he banned Clint, he banned Maggie, he pretty well banned all these tards that got in and screwed him over, and then said, screw it, I'm not going to pay $100, you know, I'm not going to go ahead and pay. So essentially that list server went down. But anyway, it was pretty well hilarious, and I was trying to get, you know, Willie Martin to leave. Well, here it is, you know, I've been gone 6 months, and now the cable company is coming to Granby here, so I get back on, but I pretty well lay low here. I mean, him, Andy Anderson, Maggie, Andy Anderson, and this Jew, this Finnish Jew named Richard Niemela, he hates Christian identity because he's a Finnish Jew, and he used to play the game of, you know, Christian identity is Jewish because it comes from the Talmud. So me and Hengist would say, okay, Niemela. Yeah, I call him Nima Turd, and Hengist called him Nima Toad. We'd say, okay, Nima Toad, Nima Tard, Nima Turd, you Talmudic screwer. Where in the Talmud does it admit you Jesus are a spot of Satan? And Niemela didn't know what to say about it. So you had all these characters, and it heats up, and essentially in March, You know, he goes ahead and bans Hengist, and then 2 weeks later he bans every single dual seed liner from Holy Wars, except for this old Irish guy. I was about to say hibernator, but anyway, goes ahead and here comes old Debbie Downey, and she says, "Well, you don't need Willie Martin." You know, I'd go ahead in January and said, "Hey Willie, remember about this? You know, this priest of Yahweh who got fooled and got killed by a lion, and his bones were buried in a Bel priest cemetery. If it's me, House King Joash, I burn your bones too here for fucking up here and hanging around Jews and Mamzers." And he goes ahead, he quits for a week, and then comes, "Martin, I'm not mean like you. I need to go ahead and get along with people." So, okay, he gets back here. But anyway, Debbie Downey says, "Okay, you know, all the dual seed liners are gone. You don't need Willie Martin for camouflage anymore." So what happens? Old Andy goes ahead and bans her. And I tell Hengist, I said, "That Clint Downey lives around Port Orchard, around your neck of the woods. Get me some shit on that bitch. Not just a dried up rat turd either. I want a big sticky pile." So he goes ahead and he looks and finds out that she used to be married to the, you know, she's allowed to call herself Clayliff, the second command. You know, and she's married to the Washington State Klan's leader.
Oh, yeah.
And then she runs off with the clot here. So, essentially, here it is. There's about, three or four women, and I'm not allowed to tell who they are. But, essentially, one of them turns out to be old Pure Silly. You know, she called herself Tiger Lily back then. You know, she called herself Pure Lily. I called her, you know, when she used to be on Eli James, I used to call her Pure Silly. And essentially, she's one of them. And they knew all about Debbie Downey, that she essentially was, in addition to divorcing the Grand Dragon and taking up with Meerkat Mark the Clud, she, getting put up while she's awaiting the divorce, you know, in the Clud's parents' rental homes. Since I found out, she was a sexual mascot of the Washington State Klan. So I said, so pretty well we divide. You know, Hengist says, "I don't feel comfortable saying something that essentially is gossip or hearsay or something like that here. We don't have anything of it in paper or legal description. So I'm just going to go ahead and say, well, what can be definitely proved is that she ran off from her husband, got divorced, and essentially married the Klud." I said, "You go ahead and do that. I'll go ahead and talk about how she's the biggest whore ever here." And I said, so he goes ahead and he posts that, and then I go ahead and give the 1-2 punch and says, you know, "Go ahead and talk about how she was a sexual mascot." The old Meerkat Mark ran off with a sexual mascot. I said, "You're not no Klan Klayliff. You're the Klan Klunt." And gave her the nickname Clunt Downey. And she has hated me ever since here. But what was funny is she waited 3 days, and she never did deny. She never did deny until about a year and a couple months later that what Mia Hengist said was untrue. She accused Mia Hengist of spreading malicious gossip, and we were diablos or malicious, gossipers or whatever here. But she never denied. She never denied the truth either. She ran off, and essentially she admitted that she did divorce the Grand Dragon, that he had a porn problem. She never did admit, but she tried to figure out which of the women had snitched her out. And, you know, regrettably, she named one of the women who had gone ahead and told Hengist about it. So that told me is that the story was true. She was not only, you know, but, you know, she, her and Downey, they ban anybody who disagrees with them. They ban anybody who disagrees with them. And, you know, essentially, you know, I'm not surprised that you, and I'm not surprised that old Mumps Nut, he got his come up. Of course, he's lying. He's just a lying, delusional retard. He makes up shit all the time here, and none of it's true. So, in any case,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. If there's any final nail put in Fink's coffin, that would be it. He doesn't even realize. It's not about Eli. It's not about anything. But if you're going to let Mark Downey in there to self-aggrandize and attack everyone who is a dual seed liner, I've seen this happen time and time again. I know what's going to happen.
Well, that's why it's on Stormfront. He's there. You know, I think Don Black, I think Don Black and David Duke, they don't like Chris Sandendi. And essentially, Meerkat Mark and essentially Klunt, they cause so much bad feeling. They cause so much bad feeling. I've seen on your forum, there was somebody, he going with Meerkat Mark, and they didn't like Fink because he was, you know, bringing in Mark here. But I seen a while back ago that here's old Meerkat Mark. Now he has his name put in bold. So does old Klunt. So essentially they've been made moderators. And I listened to you say that they've been essentially kicked out here. So essentially, I looked at that thing here. I mean, they thought that, they thought you were talking about them instead of just me and Logan's show.
I think it's great. It's actually a blessing in disguise because, I stood on the fence for 3 years when it came to Eli and Bill, with both of them pulling me both directions, and I refused to get involved.
It hasn't been 3 years. It was what? It pretty well fell apart.
Right before I went to Washington.
Yeah, it fell apart in December. Started falling apart in December of 2010. What was hilarious is that I'd been, well, essentially Brian Rio had kicked me off.